if you get three turnovers on defense, you should be able to win a football game. I don't care what team is out there on the football field. I loved everything I seen about the defense. Yeah, we can nitpick on certain things with the run game, but that one's on the offense, man. We got to be able to put 7 points up on the board when we get takeaways like the defense got us takeaway.
Final question, Mike. Kicker Braden Narveson did some good things but missed a 43-yard field goal against the Eagles. Is he the answer?
Well, I think he's going to be the answer. We get to find out. I think the kid kicked well. He missed one that slides wide right. You're not going to be able to miss a whole lot of kicks and have people not talk about what you're not doing in the kicking game. But let's see. Let's play 4 or 5 games and see what this kid does, and hopefully there are no misses in the short variety.
You want the microwave mindset, right? You want to be, it's quick. Something happens, good or bad, you move on to the next thing right away. I feel like Narveson has that. You've talked to him, too, in the locker room. I mean, this is a guy, I don't think it's just bravado. I don't think it's just swagger. I think he really feels that way, that he is confident every single time he goes up there he's going to make it. I love his leg. I like what he's been able to do in a very short amount of time here in Green Bay. And here's the other thing, Dennis. The Green Bay Packers, their kickers from before, Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson, were competing against each other for the practice squad spot on the Detroit Lions. There aren't a lot of great options out there in the NFL right now. The Packers felt like they found one in Narveson. I think you got to give him the latitude and really see what he can do.
James, certainly I think they should give the kid a chance. But, you know, I'm just saying Packers fans, I'm sure when he missed from 43 yards are like, oh, here we go again. Because in the 40s was where Carlson really struggled. And if you're a great NFL kicker or even a solid one, you make those.
Yeah, Dennis, I would be lying to you if I said I wasn't nervous. I wish he would have, like, did this week 4, you know, like, made all his kicks and then missed one week 4, and then we kind of could be like, ah, he'll be all right. I'm nervous now, man. We fired 2 kickers. We gave you an opportunity, and you come out, and you're doing the same thing the other kickers are doing. So I would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous, but I'm all with giving the dude a chance.
All right, we say goodbye to Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com. Thanks, Wes.
Goodbye, Dennis Krause. Thank you.
After further review, brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Packers and Colts in the home opener today here at Lambeau Field. Beautiful day for it. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy & Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Nice crowd in the Miller Lite end zone bar, north end zone, as they're getting ready for the home opener. Packers against the Colts here at Lambeau Field. Jordan Love is inactive. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day meals at Pick and Save with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Today's Players to Watch, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, Deer Spotlight. Toyota has more all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles than any other brand. Find your perfect ride, and you'll shine bright day or night. Toyota, let's go places. Mike?
Well, I'm going to start with Marshawn Lloyd. We're going to see him make his NFL debut. That's the plan. He's active for today's game. And the easiest one is obviously Malik Willis. But I'll look at Marshawn Lloyd. And then I want to see Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker and their ability, both in the run defensive stop, but also with Richardson and his want to run the football, can these linebackers spy him and slow down what Indianapolis wants to do?
James?
Dennis, Mike, who's making big money on our defense?
Oh, that'd be Ja.
Huh?
Jair Alexander.
He one of them. Who's another one?
Well, I think you might look at the edge, huh? You're talking about Rashawn Gary and getting off
Thank
the edge
you,
and getting
sir.
After the man. Yeah.
Kenny
Thank
Clark
you,
makes
sir.
Big money, too.
You make a lot of money to go get after this passer, right? Go make it hard on this young fella, Anthony Richardson. Make it easy on your young quarterback, Malik Willis, with some short fields, with very little points scored, and go make it hard on him. My player to watch is Rashawn Gary. Go wreck this football game. You know defense has to play well. Go be the guy and wreck this game.
Packers wide receivers coach Ryan Mahaffey played in five games with the Colts in 2011. Colts defensive line coach Charlie Partridge was on the Badgers coaching staff from 2008 to 2012. And Mike, Colts guard Tanner Bordellini is from Kewaunee and UW.
And he's inactive today, unfortunately. But, yeah, I love Tanner Bordellini. Great interview, great player. Hopefully he'll get healthy soon.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
So, I'm the type of guy who tends to forget things. A lot. My keys are always missing, I'm not great with names, and my signature catchphrase is, I know it's around here somewhere. That's why I get my haircut at Great Clips. Their skilled, friendly stylists save my haircut details and clip notes. So, every time I need a cut, I can get the look I want without having to remember a thing. Huh, what else was I gonna say? Oh yeah, download the app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of Built Ford Tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
You're tuned in to That's Better on WSHP. That last jam was Man with an Affordable Health Plan. Jane and Wausau's on the line.
What's on your mind, Jane?
I've been thinking about seeing someone new for health insurance. There's never a plan with me in mind. Every time I call, I get the runaround. They're not even in town.
Talk to the smooth operators at Security Health Plan. They've got the coverage you deserve, and they'll treat you right with local award-winning service. Head over to securityhealth.org/better.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. We're at Lambeau Field, home opener, Packers and the Colts. Jordan Love is inactive. Beautiful day for it. And, of course, I think of all those Packers-Baltimore Colts games, but Packers haven't had much success against the Indianapolis Colts. In 10 regular season meetings, Green Bay has won only three. The last time the Packers beat the Colts was the first time Aaron Rodgers ever went head-to-head against Hall of Famer Peyton Manning. Here's Brian Posick.
Peyton was in the prime of his career, and Aaron was in his first season as a starter when the Packers welcomed the Colts to Lambeau Field on Sunday, October 19, 2008. Neither quarterback had a great day. Mason Crosby's 31-yard field goal made it 3-0 in the first. Dominic Rhodes' 3-yard TD plunge gave Indy a 7-3 advantage. Then the Packers went 80 yards on 8 plays and regained the lead in the first half.
Just outside the 12-yard line of Indianapolis. High formation backfield. They get motion from Ruthell Martin to the left. Double tight ends on the line. Rodgers under center. Takes back to throw. Got a good block from Grant. Throws the left side of the end zone. Leaping grab. Touchdown! Donald Lee!
Up 10-7, the Packers forced the Colts to punt, and Rodgers went to work again. He connected on 6 passes during an 11-play, 89-yard drive, capped by Ryan Grant's 11-yard touchdown run, and Green Bay took a 17-7 lead into the half. Indianapolis got the ball to start the second half, and Manning moved the Colts into Green Bay territory before the future Hall of Famer caught a bad break.
Third down and 6. Football back to the 48 of Green Bay. Manning's in the shotgun. 3 receivers left. Harrison to the right. Manning with Rhodes to his right. Gets the snap from Jeff Saturday. Rushes on. Dumps it over the middle. Off the hands of Reggie Wayne. Intercepted. Down the sidelines. Nick Collins to the 40. 35. Cuts it back left. He's to the 25. 20. To the 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Nick Collins.
Later, Crosby made another short field goal, and the Packers had a 27-7 lead heading into the fourth quarter. Needing a lot of points in a short period of time, the Colts used a lot of time to drive to the Green Bay 5 with about 5 minutes left when Manning made a big mistake.
Manning takes fakes to Rhodes, looks the end zone, throws the left side, intercepted! Down the sidelines, Aaron Rodgers to the 20! To the 25, 30, 35, 40, he's going all the way! No one will catch him! High stepping in the 10! To the end zone! A 98-yard dagger!
The 2 pick sixes by Green Bay tied a club record. Manning managed to complete only half of his 42 pass attempts without a touchdown. Rodgers, meanwhile, went 21 of 28 for just 186 yards and the 1 TD in the 34-14 rout of the Colts on that October day in 2008. The Packers improved to 4-3 with a victory, but would lose 7 of their next 8 and finish the season 6-10. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
Thank you, Brian. And by the way, Brian passes along the only other meeting between the two quarterbacks, Rodgers and Peyton Manning, was in 2015 when Manning and the Denver Broncos beat Rodgers and the Packers. Packers and the Colts for the home opener today here at Lambeau. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers fans, ready for some game day excitement? Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways. From exclusive Packers merch to special prizes, there's something for everyone. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/wisconsincare. That's ascension.org/WisconsinCare.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Packers home opener at Lambeau Field against the Indianapolis Colts. Jordan Love inactive for this game. Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We invited you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com for the latest offerings on Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Mike?
Well, the keys to the game, is that what you asked?
Yes.
I thought you were going to James first.
Please.
Keys to the game, obviously, is Malik Willis. What are you going to do offensively for Green Bay? And how well do your other elements of the game stack up to play without your starting quarterback? Can you win in special teams? Can you win when you get the ball in the red zone? Can your defense get takeaways? Can you win that turnover battle? But all eyes are going to be on Malik Willis and what the Packers do offensively. That's the key. They can't look inept on offense just because they lost their quarterback.
James?
Keys to the game is Coach LaFleur. Coach LaFleur, it is all on you. Get this young fella comfortable. You have to call the best game that you have ever called in your life to make sure this young fella can play at a high level. Does that mean run the ball? Does that mean limit him? Does that mean get the ball out of his hands quick? It is on you. All my eyes is on Coach LaFleur today. My keys to the game is how he coaches this game, young fella at the quarterback spot, with it being their first game together.
James, a follow-up to that. As a fellow offensive player, when you get in the huddle and look in the eyes of Malik Willis, what do you want to see?
You want to see confidence. You want to see confidence, and not only that, how you see confidence is you go out there and make plays for him. I think the main thing is, as a receiver, anytime we played with a quarterback that wasn't Aaron Rodgers, whether it be Matt Flynn or whoever, we let Matt Flynn know, we got you. Sometimes the look may not be perfect. Throw the ball up and let us be special at what we are special at. You special at throwing the ball, we special at catching the ball and going up and making big-time plays. Let us help you today. And by us helping you, that's how you will build confidence. And that's what I want to see today from the wide receivers. It might be some tough catches you have to make. Go make it and help the young fella out.
Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin UP Ford dealers. And Mike, I know that sometimes a face that is projected to the media might not be what a player is really feeling, but it was interesting on Wednesday, Malik Willis was asked if he was nervous that he might have to start, and he said, about what? I mean, he acts like he's been there before.
Yeah.
Now, obvious, and he started games in the NFL, and that's important to know, but we'll see what he does today.
Yeah, and he's got a great group of wide receivers and tight ends and running backs. Make this happen. That's why I go back to what James said. Some of this is going to be on Matt LaFleur and the offense he designs for Malik Willis to win with.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs.
they're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Packers fans, swing by the American Family Insurance Title Town House next time you're at Lambeau. You can play the Protect the End Zone game and score awesome giveaways too. Visit amfam.com/Packers for more info. Home opener today at Lambeau. Packers and the Colts. Sargento backs the Pack and the community with touchdowns for hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Since 2002, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. Time for predictions. I'll go first, and I believe in Mr. Narveson. 16-14 Packers, and you know, when it comes down, Mike, to Malik Willis, just stay within yourself. Don't try to do too much. Just hand it off to Josh Jacobs. Throw a little flair to your receivers. Let them do the work.
Two offensive touchdowns, two field goals. The Packers 20, Indianapolis 16.
Okay. James?
I love y'all mindset. I absolutely love y'all mindset. I got us having a good day on offense because our defense will play well, giving some short field. I got 28-17. Green Bay Packers get the dub to open the season up in Lambeau Field.
You have to understand, too, Mike, that I don't know that I've ever heard James predict a game that close.
No, he did. It's single digits.
It's 11. I mean, that's for him, that's like a nail-biter.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a little shaky right now, man, with Jordan Love being out. But, you know, I'm still going to pick the W.
Mike, I know it's impossible to get inside someone else's mind right now, but – what do you think swirling in the brain of Malik Willis right now?
I was just looking at him on the in-stadium feed in the warm-ups, wearing his number two, and he looks as loose as can be. He's having fun with his wide receivers and his running backs in pregame warm-ups. By the way, I also saw A.J. Dillon down on the field in a bucket hat taking a look at the Packers during warm-ups. Matt Schneidman tweeted that out as well. So he looks the part right now, Malik Willis. Game changes everything. We'll see how he plays. I don't think he'll be nervous. Just does he have enough grasp of what they want to do offensively to change when you get to the line of scrimmage if you need to and to do the things you want to do?
He's got a chance, really, to resuscitate his NFL career. Remember, this was a third-round draft pick out of Liberty that many thought was the quarterback of the future for the Tennessee Titans. Fell out of favor there. Was essentially third string in the preseason, and they cut him loose. He averaged, James, 4.5 yards per carry in the NFL, over 9 yards in the preseason. It has to be kind of a balancing act, doesn't it? Because the temptation is to take off and run because he has that ability, but you also got to stay within the offense.
And not only that, I think the main thing is be you. You know, you don't get a lot of opportunities in this league, Dennis, and I know. And I remember the first time Coach Mike called me, I was sitting on the couch at home with my wife, and he called me and he said, man, you are starting. You and Greg Jennings will be the starters to open up this season. And I said, say no more, Coach. And I hung up, and when I looked at my wife, I said, it's my time. Like, it is my time to show the people what I got. Malik, yes, it didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out in Tennessee, but it's your time to show the world Tennessee messed up, and I got a lot of talent in me, and I could play some good football. Because you might not get another one after this, and you might end up being a backup for the rest of your career. Go out there and show some people what you got.
About 30 seconds, Mike, for Mr. Narveson, his first game at Lambeau. And I hope he knows not every day will be like this one today.
No, no.
when you kick here, if you're still here in December and January, it's a bit different.
At the end of the year when the Saints come to town and then when you wrap up with the Bears, yeah, it's going to be a little bit colder. Today, perfect day. Hot temperatures, ball should carry. I don't think there's much wind impact. Hopefully he's just kicking extra points as well.
James and Mike, thanks very much. The Matt LaFleur Show is next. Sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. Enjoy the game. Packers and the Colts. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
At Case IH, we know you work hard all year to maximize your yield at harvest. And to do that, you need a combine that works as hard as you do. That's why we built the new AF11 with more horsepower, more efficiency, and more capacity than any other combine out there. Plus, built-in automation to harvest more easily than ever before. To do more with every engine hour, you need equipment that's as good as you are. You need the best in your field. Visit your local Case IH dealer for more on the AF11.
Dear football fans, Toyota's leading the drive to victory. The Corolla and all-hybrid Camry make big plays with style and efficiency. RAV4 is a versatile game changer. Highlander's got room for your whole squad. And the rugged Tacoma and Tundra control the line of scrimmage. They've all got available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, too. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Senex. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers Preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
This sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone. Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. The home opener for the Packers and the Indianapolis Colts after the trip to Brazil. Good to be back home?
No, absolutely. It's great always to play in Lambeau with the support of our fans, and looking forward to this one.
You know, everybody would want to know, how is Jordan Love doing? He was not placed on injured reserve. That's seen from the outside as a good sign. How's he coming along?
He's doing good. He's not quite ready yet, but he's getting better each and every day, so I think it'll be sooner rather than later, but again, you never know. It's about that consistent progress, and ultimately, I mean, that's obviously a very important player to organization and into our team, and we're not going to put him in a situation where, number one, he's got to be cleared first, and number two, he can't protect himself. We'd never do that to him and put the team at that risk.
When a player of that magnitude goes out, Matt, is there a certain amount of psychology you have to do with your team to get them, you know, ready for the next game? Is there a certain amount of, because everybody on the outside looking in says, wow, that's disastrous, but you guys can't look at it that way.
No, absolutely not. Like, the circumstances are your circumstances, and bottom line is everybody has a job to do, and they got to focus on their job and do their job to the best of their ability. And certainly we got to rally around Malik and help him play at a level that is conducive to winning.
He's a different talent than Jordan Love. Do you tailor your game plan, the things you'll call in this game to fit this quarterback's, what he can do now in your offense and his ability?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you got to be smart with him. And granted, he's been here less than a month. So, like, it's pretty remarkable, in my opinion, how fast he's been able to pick everything up. We threw pretty much a regular game plan at him and kind of adjusted and tweaked along the way throughout the course of the week.
And you do that with any quarterback, right? There are certain things, plays that one quarterback likes that another might not, and you tailor your game plan to that, right?
Yeah, I think you always come out and you try to attack a defense in a certain way, both with the run game and the pass game. Obviously, there's more usually on a quarterback's plate in regards to the passing game, but certainly there's some guys that have more familiarity with certain concept and more banked reps. I think that's a big part of it, is what have these guys done in the past and what do they feel good about going out there and executing.
Sure. We'll be back to talk about the Colts coming up. You're listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to WRJN and Green Bay Packer Football. Welcome to the game. Welcome to the season. If you'd like to hear your business as an advertiser on these broadcasts, simply give us a call Monday morning at 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. We have several ways that you can get on the air and be heard by thousands of rabid Packer fans for just hundreds of dollars per game. Again, 634-3311 Monday morning. Not only is WRJN your home for the Packers this year, we'll have every Badger football game, and we're covering high school sports with Racine's favorite high school sportscaster, Dick Graceffa. Again, find out more how you can be a sports supporter throughout Packer season, high school football season, and the Badger season. Call us Monday morning, 262-634-3311. And for now, enjoy the game on WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
At LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers, Local 139.
Touchdown!
On the Packers Radio Network.
The Indianapolis Colts in town today off an 0-1 start, lost to Houston at home last week. But, Matt, in general, this is a pretty good football team. They won 9 games last year, barely missed the playoffs, and they've stocked up a little bit on their offense and defense. And talk a little bit about, in general, what do you see in this team from the AFC that we don't get to see a whole lot of?
Yeah, I see a team that certainly has explosive capabilities offensively. Obviously, Richardson's a problem not only in the passing game, but also using his legs. They made a bunch of big plays last week versus Houston that kind of kept them in the game. And then defensively, they just fly around. They do a great job of creating chaos around the quarterback. Houston was able to get after him a little bit in the run game. And obviously, that's going to be an important part of this game. And I do know Gus Bradley well. And I got a lot of respect for him. And I certainly think that he's going to make some big-time adjustments defensively to try to eliminate our run game.
Yeah, exactly. I would load the box, that type of thing. That influences how you will call the game, right?
Yeah, I think you always got to you try to stay one step ahead of the competition. And we're out here, we're playing chess. We're not playing checkers. And so I'm sure they're going to make some adjustments that are going to try to keep us a little bit off balance, and our goal is to try to stay one step ahead of that.
Anthony Richardson made some throws last week against Houston that many of us had not seen. talk a little bit about the threat he poses and the speed in their receiving corps.
Yeah, they got great speed, and they're big in the receiving corps. They can go up and high point a ball, and a lot of those plays they made last week, Pierce went up and made two great, phenomenal plays. The one, Richardson, was kind of falling backwards and launched the ball 66 yards in the air. So it was pretty incredible. There's not too many guys that have the arm strength that he has. So it's going to be important that we do a great job of keeping a lid on the defense, and we got to eliminate the run game up front.
They didn't quite get the running game going in terms of Jonathan Taylor, but the former Wisconsin back, one of the most talented runners in the league, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's big. He's fast. He can stick his foot in the ground. He's got great speed. So, and he's also can be a threat out of the backfield.
Matt, coaches have told me that teams make their greatest improvement over the course of a season from week one to week two. Number one, do you buy into that? And number two, if you do, what are you looking for as far as improvement goes from week one to week two in your football team?
I think there's many areas where we have to improve. Number one is we got to eliminate penalties. I think last week we were penalized 15 times. That's far too many to give yourself a chance to win football games. So that's been an emphasis. And I think on the defense side of the ball, just taking great angles to the football and making sure that we tackle people.
All right, Coach, best of luck against Colts today. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, Operating Engineers and Contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
You know how it feels to be recognized?
Hey, Kathy.
Hey. To feel like you belong? What if your health insurance made you feel that way?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, I'm Kathy Mahaffey, CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. With health insurance for individuals, families, and small businesses that truly cares about the members it serves.
Morning, Kathy.
Morning. Maybe it's time to wake up to better health insurance.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has been a leader in providing health plans in Wisconsin for over 41 years? A lot has changed in the last 4 decades, and Network Health remains as dependable and reliable as ever, providing health plans in 25 Wisconsin counties to over 126,000 members and growing. Join them. Call 833-7-NETWORK today. HMO and POS plans underwritten by Network Health Plan. Compensation has been provided for using this endorsement of Network Health.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including renewable energy projects and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNAWisconsin.org. LIUNA Wisconsin.
As a Bull Rider, I prefer to do things single-handedly. That's why I love the UW Credit Union app. Ooh, doggy! It lets me check accounts, make transfers, and more on the go. And if I need an extra hand, UW Credit Union has convenient local branches.
Yippee!
So, if you want simple mobile banking, mosey on over to UW Credit Union. They're here for every y'all. Federally insured by NCUA.
There he goes! 20, 15, 10, 5! He leaps into the end zone for the dagger!
The Packers defense finally gets the stop, and there is your dagger!
Packers Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite. Great taste in only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Network Health, your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Software One, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your local Chevy dealer, Fox Communities Credit Union, Provea Health, Construction Business Group, and Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139, UP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Wisconsin Dental Association, Steinhoffels, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Ascension Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Manitou, handling your world, Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Subs, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards, save big money at Menards, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, Sargento, Great Clips, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on the Packers Radio Network.
Welcome you to historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin for the home opener as the Packers play host to the Indianapolis Colts. Hi, everybody. Wayne Larrabee with Larry McCarron. John Kuhn will join us shortly from the sidelines. The Colts are 0-1 off a tough 29-27 loss at home to the Houston Texans. Wide receiver Alex Pierce tallied a single-game career high, 125 receiving yards and just three catches. He's the first Colts trip to Green Bay since 2016, and they bring a red-hot quarterback into this game, Anthony Richardson, who completed just 9 of 19 passes last week, but for 212 yards and some bombs in those 212 yards. Meanwhile, the Packers coming in, they've had a little bit more time to rest. They're 0-1 off a 34-29 loss to the Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Packers have won 11 straight home openers. They have not started a season 0-2 since 2006, Mike McCarthy's first season at the helm. They finished 8-8 that year. They've never started a season 0-2 and made the playoffs in franchise history. So that puts some importance on today's game. The Packers, again, as you take a look at their situation without Jordan Love due to a sprained MCL, and they're going to start third-year pro Malik Willis at quarterback. This is the fourth career start for the former third-round draft choice of the Tennessee Titans. Packers sent a seventh-round pick to the Titans for Willis on August 27th. The Colts lead the all-time series between these teams, 23-20-1. The Packers won the lone postseason matchup way back in 1965. Green Bay 12-9 against the Colts at home, including wins in three of the last four. The Packers won two of the last three regular season games against Indianapolis. This should be quite a matchup here this afternoon, and we're getting set for beautiful sunshine, hazy sunshine skies, high humidity, a warm late summer afternoon in Green Bay. Packers Radio presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
My name is Kurt Bechtold. The Walbeck Group is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Like the Packers, we tackle challenges every day. Paving roads, building bridges, engineering infrastructure, growing careers. We are helping people reach their destinations. We are Walbeck. Visit wearewalbeck.com to learn how we can help you.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has been a leader in providing health plans in Wisconsin for over 41 years? A lot has changed in the last four decades, and Network Health remains as dependable and reliable as ever, providing health plans in 25 Wisconsin counties to over 126,000 members and growing. Join them. Call 833-7-NETWORK today. HMO and POS plans underwritten by Network Health Plan. Compensation has been provided for using this endorsement of Network Health.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
All rights to this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers, Incorporated, is prohibited. Let's pause 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves along the Green Bay Packers radio network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Today's weather check brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey, fans, it's our favorite season of Wisconsin, football season. So enjoy the game and leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Temperature at Lambeau Field, 82 degrees. Winds light, 7 miles per hour, south to north. Humidity, 61%. Yeah, it's dripping here. The injury report brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hupie and Abraham. Hupie and Abraham voted best, rated best year after year. Hupie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hupie.com. For the visiting Colts, they are without starting safety Julian Blackman with a shoulder injury. Starting cornerback Juju Brent on IR this week with an ACL suffered in last week's game. And wide receiver Josh Downs out for the second week in a row due to an ankle injury. For the Packers, they're clean except in one major spot. Quarterback Jordan Love, with that knee injury sustained at the end of the game in Sao Paulo against Philadelphia, will not play here today, out with an ACL sprain. We welcome in Larry McCarron. And Rock, I got to tell you something. This is going to be an interesting ball game here this afternoon, because the Indianapolis Colts feel they've got a good football team, and by all evidence that we saw on tape, they certainly do.
Yeah, they're a formidable opponent, and they've got a couple unusual guys, one on each side of the ball, and Anthony Richardson and DeForest Buckner. I mean, these are special, special players, but they're not the only guys they have, and I think the Packers have their work cut out for them, and they're going to have to do that work minus Jordan Love. Now, that's one issue, one thing we got to see about Malik Willis. He was better in this preseason than he has been in the past, but preseason is one thing, the regular season another. But I will point out, Jordan Love does not play defense. It's going to be on the Packers defenders. It's going to be on the Packers offensive line and running backs to pick things up. Everybody do your own job well, and let's see what happens.
And no team was more explosive on week one than the Indianapolis Colts in a losing cause to the Houston Texans. But Anthony Richardson, average depth of throw in the game against Houston, 17.3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. 21% of his passes traveled 20-plus yards or more. And he also led the team in rushing, by the way, with 56 yards. Brock, you talked about it 2 hours ago. He's a big kid. He's 6'4", he's 244. He pulled his way into the end zone on a run last week against Houston. He's bigger than most linebackers.
And he runs a 4.43.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of runner where he's not all about bullying people over. He has got some shake to his game. The guy's a phenomenal athlete. He's a freak, but he's not terribly consistent. This will be just his sixth NFL game.
Let's talk about his receiving core. Michael Pittman is the guy who gets it done. He's the pro receiver. Alec Pierce showed tremendous deep speed last week. catches of 60 and 57 yards against Houston. Adonai Mitchell ran a 4.340. He's the rookie second-round draft choice out of Texas. And then on the ground, Jonathan Taylor, one of the best running backs in the league today.
He was a rushing champion in 21. And to be honest, I think one of the Colts' things we have to do is to get Jonathan Taylor on track today. He was not much of a factor in their opener against Houston. I'm sure they want to get him going, so it behooves the Packer defense to play that run tough. And Michael Pittman, I mean, he's got the bona fides. When I see a guy with over 1,000 yards receiving and over 100 catches, big-time receiver,
no,
period.
No doubt.
Case
no
closed.
Doubt. Well, the last Packers quarterback not named Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers to make a start, Brett Hundley, week 17, 2017, in a 35-11 loss to the Lions. Hundley's also the last such quarterback to win a start, 27-21 over the Browns in week 14 of 2017. The Packers in their home green jerseys, gold helmets glistening in the sunshine here today with gold pants and white numbers. The Colts, the all-white tops and pants.
Hey,
white helmets and blue trim.
In the NFL, we call them jerseys,
okay.
Not tops.
Okay.
Come on.
I was...
Tops? Really? Come on, let's get tough. Let's toughen up right now.
When we're at Kohl's, we call them tops.
Can you believe it?
Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with